Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Home remodeling issues are something I used to encounter all the time in the field of consumer protection. I no longer handle those cases, primarily because I focus entirely on lemon law, but I used to get calls all the time about contractors gone bad. And here's the thing. There's a story from Idaho about somebody and a problem with a contractor they didn't hire. KXLY broadcast this. Esther Bauer wrote it. A nightmare. Family living without a roof after theirs was removed by a contractor they never hired. They've been living now without a roof for 20 days after theirs was removed by a contractor they didn't hire. A woman who owns a home said this is something she never could have imagined. It's a nightmare. This is absolutely the worst thing I could have imagined. June 1st, my daughter came home from school to find that people were removing the roof of our house. You come home, there's people up there taking off your roof. Their house is now covered in tarp with no explanation other than a letter the contractor left them, which says there had been some miscommunication and they were sent to the wrong address. Now, the woman who owns the home says she understands that people do make mistakes, but now she wants to know who should be taking the blame because no one wants to. And again, the contractor has implied, well, mistakes were made, but oops. It was a mistake, a very costly mistake, and it should have been fixed, the woman said. It just should have been fixed, but no one will do it. The roofing company told the family that their insurance would take care of it. The family filed a claim with the insurance company, and the claim was denied. In the latest letter, they said the policy issued to the roofing company contains an exclusion for property damage arising out of an open roof condition, even though the open roof condition was caused by their insured. The recent rainstorms in the inland Northwest only made the issue worse. Water seeped into the home and parts of the floor had to be removed. There's also lingering water damage to the carpet and drywall. It's very stressful, she explained, mainly affecting the kids' room. Kids don't want to sleep up there because of the moldy smell, mildew smell. It's just overwhelming for them. The price to fix this mess is also climbing. Bids from other companies to redo the roof are coming in at over $70,000. And now families worried about the health of the children, how long they'll go living without a roof that they never wanted removed. We want to be able to protect ourselves in the weather here, and hopefully we don't get into fall without it. And this is, of course, happening in Idaho. They're asking if anyone has advice on what to do and how to deal with an issue like this. They've contacted both Idaho and the Washington Attorney General, as well as the BBB. They say they're starting to meet with lawyers about their next steps, which is probably what it's going to take. 4 News Now did reach out to the contractor who removed the roof. He said over the phone he's working on it, but didn't want to comment on camera. And so this is the kind of thing where everyone knows what happened. Let's assume that someone accidentally gave that guy the wrong address. They said, this is the address, go remove the roof and replace the roof. Goes out there, starts the work, someone comes home, dude, you're on the wrong roof. Oops. You can imagine that something like that could happen. Could, okay? But of course, once you've done it, you've got to recognize, go, okay, but this is my fault. So you rip the roof off and you're a roofer. Maybe you should put a roof back on. That's the obvious first step. And, you know, one of the things about it is I'm an attorney. And, you know, people always say that if you're carrying a hammer, the entire world looks like a nail, right? And so they think that, oh, an attorney's going to say just file a lawsuit. Well, I like to look at problems and actually back up a little bit further than that and say, what would I have done if I was a merchant or a builder or somebody in the business of selling goods or services to people for money and I want to make clients happy so I can make more business and get my stuff and make money? Seems obvious. So if I do something wrong, and by the way, I've encountered businesses that say this. I've actually had businesses contact me because they knew I represented somebody. So we want to make this good. What can we do to make this good? So the roofing company presumably knows how to install a roof. So you ripped off the old roof. Oops. Install a new one. And to say, well, no, that's between you and my insurance company. No, it's not. It's between the roofer and the roofer's insurance company. And we all know that the obvious solution here is replace the roof, because the longer the house goes without a roof, the more damage that gets done. I can tell you, and this was not a client of mine, it's just simply somebody I knew, but I knew somebody very, very well. And a few years ago, they decided to have the roof on their house redone. They did all their homework, shopped around, got a bunch of bids, and went with somebody that looked competent and was a decent bid. And the guy gave them a window and said, I'm going to be out there sometime probably this week, but you know, I've got a job before yours, depends on how long it takes. You understand this stuff. And of course, not a problem. So he calls him and says, we're coming out tomorrow. Tomorrow he shows up with his crew, starts tearing the roof off the house, and it's the right house. He's at the right place. And my friend says, by the way, they're calling for extremely severe weather tonight. Are you aware of that? And the guy goes, yeah, we watched the weather. We're very concerned about, you know, working on roofs in the in the weather. But the good news is that we should have the whole roof torn off by tonight, and we can throw the whole new roof on tomorrow. It was a bulk of it. But they work fast. And she goes, okay, but what about that severe weather? And the guy goes, no. He goes, we'll be done before it gets here. He goes, you know, the severe weather they're calling for is like 8 or 9 o'clock at night, overnight kind of stuff. Summer thunderstorms. And I remember the weekend it happened because they came out on a Saturday, I believe. Maybe on a Friday. That weekend, we had a series of thunderstorms roll through southeastern Michigan where there's like tornado warnings and severe thunderstorm warnings and the air raid sirens going off. I mean, alarms and stuff across the bottom of your screen with the, you know, emergency broadcast system, emergency announcement system, whatever it's called now, going, you know, in your area, severe weather alert, you know, National Weather Service is issued. So they had torn this roof off this house and had not bothered to tarp it because it wasn't raining when they left. And of course, the storms roll in real fast, real hard. And my friend calls the roofer and goes, dude, it's raining out here and water is pouring into my attic. And the guy goes, oh, did the tarps blow away? And she goes, no, there are no tarps. What do you mean tarps? You guys didn't leave tarps. They just packed up and left. And he goes, oh, I'll get out there with some tarps. And he came out there with like one other guy, and they put tarps all over the roof of the house. And it came inside and looked, and there's tons of water in the attic. He goes, oh, we'll take care of that. Well, of course, overnight, the tarps blow off. Tarps just blow off. And eventually, the rain stops. And so the roofer shows up the next day, and he's, what happened to my tarps? They blew away. They're probably in the next neighborhood someplace. You want to go find them. But my friend now says, come on up and take a look at my attic. And the entire attic was just rain-soaked. And like something you'd see in the Three Stooges. Downstairs, you drill a hole in the wall, water would shoot out of the hole. It had rained so hard that water got inside the walls on the lower floor of the house. Guy said, you know something? You're going to have to talk to my insurance company. And left. Didn't even bother finishing the roofing job. So it's weird how stuff like that happens. But somebody who's been in the roofing business for decades, you'd think would know, gee, heavy storms tonight should blow over by tomorrow morning. Maybe I should wait till tomorrow. And the homeowner tipped him off and said, dude, you know, it's going to rain real hard tonight. He said, yeah, I know that. Don't worry. We'll take care of it. Well, they didn't. And so here they come out, tear the roof off, and they're told, oh, this is the wrong house. Well, I know it's harder to put the roof back on, but you got to do something. And by just dithering and doing nothing, you're making the situation worse. And I wouldn't be surprised now if push comes to shove, she files a lawsuit, and the insurance company goes, fine, we'll pay for a new roof. What about all the other damage? And so that could be a problem. Now, the interesting thing is that a lot of times if you sign a contract with a builder, typical building contracts can contain all kinds of clauses, conditions, and escape routes for the builder. The beautiful thing here is there's no signed contract. So there are no exclusions or outs for the builder here. What the builder did here was at least gross negligence, but certainly could be a lot more than that. I know some people, if they found somebody in the roof of their house prying off the shingles, wouldn't have called the police. Well, they would have called them later, but not right away. So this is a strange, strange case. And yes, it's a nightmare. And you hear about this stuff happening from time to time. And you wonder, how is that possible? Because among other things, they show up at the house. What are the odds that the house at the wrong address also needs a new roof? I mean, it's possible, but mistakes were clearly made. So a nightmare. Family living without a roof. After theirs was removed by a contractor they never hired. KXLY published it. Esther Bauer wrote it. John, Tim, and Juan all sent it. Thanks a lot, guys. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I stayed in a really old hotel recently. They sent me a wake-up letter.